Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, January the 25th. I'm coming from you from Terminal A at the Philadelphia International Airport, waiting on my flight, getting ready to fly to San Antonio for tomorrow's game. But you can't get a direct flight, or I can't get a direct flight from here from Philly to San Antonio. So I'm going to connect in Charlotte, be in Charlotte for maybe like an hour and a half at the airport, and I will arrive in San Antonio around 3 o'clock East Coast time. So it'll be, you know, 2 that time, go to the hotel, relax, enjoy the rest of this so-called off day. But, you know, you guys don't really want to hear about my travel plans. You know, I wasn't at the game last night. I was told to take the day off, just clear my mind. You know, I've been on a go for a while and about to be out for 7 days. So the people at the Inquirer and Philly.com Daily News felt like it was best for me to just relax. But I did watch the game. And I will say that I was extremely impressed with Ben Simmons. I wasn't really surprised of what he did, because you always, you know, saw signs of that he could, you know, do those things. You know, Ben Simmons is a guy who, you know, can get to the rim, a guy who can set teammates up for passes, and he's a great rebounder. So his triple-double of 19 points, 17 rebounds, and 14 assists in last night's 115-101 victory over the Chicago Bulls on Australian Heritage Night really wasn't surprising. The thing is, it did make for a good show, because Ben Simmons is Australian. It was Australian Heritage Night. He's the only Australian on the team. So it was his night, and he came out and he produced. Now, the thing is, a lot of people are you know, questioning, you know, you think, you know, this was a statement that he should have been an All-Star. You know, maybe, you know, because Ben Simmons did not make the All-Star team. He wanted to make the All-Star team. He did well in the fan voting, not well enough to become a starter. But he did okay in the fan. He did well in the fan voting, but he was not selected by the coaches, the Eastern Conference coaches, for him to be a reserve for the All-Star game. So there was a lot of people thinking that this game was, he was trying to prove a point. Now, I really didn't have a problem with him not making the All-Star team, you know, and my reason being is, and I know this might sound crazy, I know that he's young, and I know anything can happen, and nothing's guaranteed, but I felt like that there was, he started off strong, then he went into kind of like a little scoring slump. I'm not going to say a shooting slump, I'm going to say a scoring slump, to whereas his points per game, like, gradually decreased, you know, gradually decreased. And when you look at that, if you're judging someone for an All-Star at this particular time, you know, it's hard to say, if you're a coach, to say that, you know, we know he's a great talent. We know if he wants to, he can take over games. You know, but he doesn't shoot the ball from the outside. And it's like, we have other guys. So how can I give him an All-Star bid when there's someone else putting up better numbers in regards to points per game? So I understand that. And, you know, some people saying, you know, he was hyped up because he made the basically world team for the Rising Stars. Now, if you don't know, you know, that was announced yesterday. Now, the Rising Stars is the top first and second year international players in the NBA go up against the top first and second year American players in the NBA. So Ben Simmons made it. Joel Embiid made it. He probably won't play because he's going to play in the All-Star game. And then Dario Saric made it. to me, I would have been shocked if none of the three were invited to this. I mean, these three guys are basically that good. They are the headliners of the league, especially internationally. I mean, they had a game in NBA London where they went there and played. Again, they were the headliners. They also were the three of the headliners in the Christmas Day game. Excuse me. You can see I'm getting over a cold. But they were the headliners of the Christmas Day game. So for those three not to make it, to me, would have been a shocking thing. So that really did not... that really wasn't one of those things where I said to myself, like, oh, you know, Ben Simmons is going to try to come out. And he's going to try to produce... he's going to try to produce because of that. But again, now I would like to see him continue to do that over and over again, because you know this guy, I keep telling people over all the while, Joel Embiid is the best player on the team. Ben Simmons is the most vital person on the team. For the Sixers to get a championship, it's going to come down to Ben. We all know what Joel brings. We all know what Ben Simmons can do. We know he's a great player. But when he is going to be the difference between the championship, I just believe it. If Ben Simmons can, and I'm not going to say develop a shot, if Ben Simmons can start taking a shot, right? If Ben Simmons can cut down his turnovers, you know, the Sixers are going to be the team to come out of these. Now, again, I know that's going to, I'm not saying next week. I'm not saying next season. What I'm saying is in a couple of years, if everyone stays healthy and if Ben Simmons continues to improve his game, the Sixers will be the squad. I mean that. I believe that. And, you know, right now, that's, you know, sometimes he makes mistakes. People get upset, like, he's not a point guard. What's going on? Da, da, da. Well, hey, this is his first year really being a point guard. He was always a point forward, an athletic power forward who could bring the ball up. So he's going to make mistakes, right? He was on the block. Like, he was, you know, running with the ball, going rim to rim, doing stuff like that. Well, this is the first time that teams are going to see, have him in the perimeter and say, hey, show me you can shoot. So there is a learning process. But again, I think that this guy is legit, and I think that he's going to be the key to the Sixers' success moving forward. So nothing that he did yesterday surprised me. I want to thank y'all for listening to Locked On Sixers, and have a great day.